SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, the body of an Israeli soldier recovered from Gaza. The heads of some of Australia's biggest banks to face questions at a parliamentary hearing. And in sport, excitement builds as 50,000 fans flock to the Paralympics opening ceremony. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadi. The heads of some of Australia's biggest banks are set to attend a parliamentary hearing today as mortgage holders struggle with interest rates. Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Matt Comyn and Westpac Head Peter King are to give evidence before a House of Representatives committee reviewing Australia's Big Four banks. The Big Four control about 80% of the Australian banking sector. The committee chair, Labor MP Daniel Molino, says interest rate decisions are a key focus of the inquiry. The official cash rate has been kept at 4.35% by the Reserve Bank since November. The Reserve Bank Governor, Michelle Bullock, said earlier in August that an interest rate cut would be unlikely by the end of 2024. The Israeli military says it has recovered the body of a soldier abducted by Gaza militants on the 7th of October and returned it to Israel. The operation took place overnight, and the soldier's name remains undisclosed at his family's request. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the soldiers involved and vowed to continue efforts to return all remaining hostages and bodies from Gaza. Currently, 108 hostages are still being held by militant groups, with about a third of those believed to have died and the fate of the others unknown. Meanwhile, hostage Qaid Farhan al-Ghadi returned to Kharkhur on Wednesday, welcomed by his Bedouin community and journalists. Mr. al-Ghadi, who is 52, was rescued on Tuesday by Israeli soldiers searching tunnels in southern Gaza. He called on the Israeli government to secure the release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas.
I am talking to everyone, all the people in Israel, and the whole world must hear. I don't wish anyone to be where I was. So do everything, protest, and yes, do everything so that people can return home.
An Israeli assault in the West Bank has killed at least 9 people in a major operation. The 9 were killed in different areas in Jenin and near Tubas. A Palestinian paramedic, Nadal Ouda, says the attacks on a refugee camp were shocking.
Around 2 a.m., the army raided the refugee camp with a big number of soldiers on foot. They raided the camp from different angles. We were surprised to find shelling in the area, and there were 4 people killed and around 10 injured.
Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank have risen sharply since the 7th of October, with the Palestinian Health Ministry reporting thousands of Palestinians have been arrested and at least 637 have been killed. While many of those killed have reportedly been fighters in militant groups such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad, others are stone-throwing children or uninvolved civilians. Greens leader Adam Bandt has defended calls for a 40% tax on what he calls excessive profits from big businesses to help fund welfare programs, Medicare, and affordable housing. He says this would be in line with policies from Australia's allies, such as the former UK Conservative government's decision to tax windfall profits in their energy industry by 35% in 2022. Mr. Bandt has responded to claims that this will see corporations shift businesses to other countries.
Every time that you talk about making the big corporations pay a bit more, they always squeal and say, oh, well, we'll go somewhere else. Well, I'll tell you what, people are still going to need supermarkets here. The minerals and the resources are going to stay here. They're still going to need banks here. We're just saying when you make these big whacking great profits, do what other countries do and say you've got to give a bit of it back to the public because that's who you're making the money off. And when a nurse pays more tax than a multinational, something is deeply wrong. We can't keep defending a system where nearly 2 in 3 coal and gas corporations pay no tax. That is wrong. That is fundamentally wrong.
The opposition has branded the Albanese government's effort to curb inflation as a cost of living con job. The monthly consumer price index rose 3.5% over the 12 months to July, a touch higher than the 3.4% expected result, but down from 3.8% in June. Economists warn the data needs to be interpreted with caution as the monthly index is volatile, incomplete, and influenced by cost of living relief measures. Treasurer Jim Chalmers took credit for government measures that helped cool inflation with Commonwealth Energy Relief in Queensland and Western Australia, plus separate state-based assistance contributing to a 5.1% fall in electricity prices. However, opposition spokesman for the Treasury, Angus Taylor, says Labor's trying to manipulate headline inflation for political points.
The Treasurer, as always, has patted himself on the back. And the truth of the matter is what we see from this Treasurer is a cost of living con job, where our underlying inflation, our core inflation, remains sticky at close to 4%. Indeed, we are at the back of the pack. Since the beginning of the year, we are the only one of the major advanced countries in the world that has not seen a reduction in its core inflation. It's exactly where it was back in January.
To sport, excitement is building for the Paralympic Games in Paris, with the opening ceremony to be held on the Champs-Élysées and the Place de la Concorde. 50,000 fans are expected to be in attendance. Organizers, Paris 2024, say over 2 million tickets have already been sold for the Games, including 1 million in just 1 month. The president of Paris 2024, Tony Estanguet, says he expects a historic Paralympics and that organizers are thrilled with ticket sales so far.
It's exceptional. Before the start of these Games, we are delighted with stadiums that will be full in a number of sports. You have them here on the screen. Until the end, we're going to try to make room, to find small places, and we're adding as we go along.
With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.